Hello and happy Veterans Day. Sort of, I guess technically Veterans Day was yesterday, Sunday, November 11th, as opposed to today, Monday, November 12th. But when it falls on the Sunday, we celebrate it on the Monday. And here in the United States, Veterans Day is when we honor those who served in the United States Armed Forces. And it's my custom here at Awesome at Your Job, when it is a holiday when many folks in the United States have off and are not commuting, which is mostly when folks are listening, to do a little solo reflection episode as opposed to a full-blown guest. And sorry if I rubbed it in that maybe you're working today and many people have off. So hope you find enjoyment there if that's your scoop and this is not a bummer. So we'll be back with a full episode on Wednesday with Dan Chabelle talking about getting back to human as opposed to all up in technology. And then on Friday, we got Jack Nasher talking about some really cool research associated with competence and how that is perceived. But for now, here's a quick thought about Veterans Day. You know, I've personally been reflecting on Veterans Day with a whole lot of gratitude. You know, my dad was a veteran and my grandpa on my mom's side was at Pearl Harbor. It was wild. He was serving in the Navy and he was there when the attack unfolded. And on my other side of the family, my grandma over in Lithuania was not a veteran, but she did tackle a Nazi soldier when he tried to take away a pig from the family farm in Lithuania. And apparently the Nazi soldier was so shocked and bewildered that he just let her keep the pig. And so we benefited from there. Another time, they tried to take away the cow, and she just cried, "Oh, but the children won't have their milk." And that worked. There was some compassion there, and we got to keep the cow. And so then they immigrated later. It's a wild story. But I'm so grateful for veterans in terms of their contributions, as well as the learnings that they have shared with us in terms of being awesome at your job. And we heard this probably most explicitly back in episode 176, when journalist Bryce Hoffman insisted upon learning about the military red teaming methodologies. And so that's a really fun episode to hear about some of those thought processes for optimal decision making and plotting. And my favorite takeaway from that was a really great question for planning and decision making, which was, hey, if this all goes south, why will it have gone south? And that just lets you anticipate some of the troublesome, risky areas and make smart plans to mitigate them. So you're all set. And I think another perspective that I found really empowering from veterans, it really helps me out when I'm feeling kind of nervous about work or anxious about what I'm doing. Is it going to work out? Is it going to be any good? You know, what if I screw up? You know, this stuff. And so here it is. It goes that no matter how badly I screw up a given piece of work in my job, nobody is going to die. And that is not quite true for many people who are serving in the military or law enforcement or many roles in healthcare, transportation, manufacturing, or food service. You know, in such fields, mistakes, you know, big or small, common or rare, egregious or not, you know, they can cost lives. And so if you're not in that kind of a position where a mistake could cost lives, I encourage you to just zoom out a little bit and enjoy some of that perspective. Unlike those who are risking their lives in defense of country, your mistakes probably won't cost lives. So with that, you can just take a breath, calm down a little bit, and just think all the more clear-headedly about the challenge and risks that are ahead. It's like, oh, okay, the downside isn't so crazy spooky after all. And likewise, our risks are lower. And so if you're worried about taking some risk, whether that's in sharing some feedback, as we heard from Ryan Benici in episode 360, or sharing an unorthodox idea or taking on a new responsibility, it's good to note that the downside is really not that spooky. You know, you might look dumb. At worst, you really, if it's quite terrible, you might lose your job, but you're not going to die or get anybody else killed. And so that kind of puts that risk in a broader global perspective in terms of on the continuum of, you know, how risky can get. This is where it is. And it's really not the extreme after all. So that is some perspective I find helpful from veterans and those who really are risking their lives. If you are a veteran, I'm deeply grateful for your service. Thanks for all you do or have done in the past. And it'd be scary to imagine, you know, what our world would look like if you were not awesome at your jobs. So thank you for that. And I'll catch you Wednesday. Again, Dan Chabelle's talking about Back to Human and kind of managing this technology, human connection thing balance well. And Friday, you got Jack Nasher talking about how it is we are perceived as competent and incompetent. Great cutting edge research there. So hope to catch you there. Peace.